Okay, right. Right, some things I want to just clear up before you start going on a mad one and punching cabinets and punching walls and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, Michael. When I say I always care about you, that's true. I'm not lying about that. That's something that will always be there, and I'm not just going to one day wake up and not care about you, because I always will. Even when I'm mad at you and frustrated, I still care. And I'm not doing this for my benefit. This isn't something that I want. This isn't something that I've been looking forward to. This isn't something that, you know, I've been hoping would happen for a long time or anything. This is just something that I think, with the circumstances that are going on, it would be best for both of us if this was just a boundary that we set out, so there wasn't any confusion, there wasn't any expectations of anything else. We've been friends for like a long time now, and by that I don't mean like the 2.5 years or whatever. I mean, we haven't been anything in like a really long time, and you've been fine with it, and you haven't made any comment otherwise. And then the other day you told me to fuck off because we were nothing. So, I mean, you've had no problem with us just being friends for the past while, and it's like, now that I'm putting it into words, you don't like it. And I mean, I think with you coming to Dublin and not seeing me, and then I won't see you for like a very long time because you're in uni and now you're buying this house, and I think that the responsible thing to do would be to just say that we're going to be friends, because I mean, then there's no like disappointments or expectations with like saying you're going to come over and then you can't because of uni, or you know, you can't because you're spending money on the new house or whatever. And I think, I mean, an apartment is like, you know, an apartment, it's just there, while a house is a permanent thing. And you were the one who said on Twitter the other day, like, I never should have moved to America. I've been being let on for 5 years. I hate living in America. All my friends and family are at home. It's so hard. Now you're making, like, a permanent decision. So I think, you know, if you're making that permanent decision, then we should be able to make this decision to say that it would be easier if we just agreed to be friends and didn't, you know, because the way it is, like, we could be together and we could be arguing, and then no one, like, we don't know what's going on, and then suddenly, like, it's just confusing. And I think at least this way it would be something that was set out and there'd be no confusion or, like I said, disappointments or expectations or anything. So don't, like, get mad or anything. I mean, it's, I know you're getting mad, but that's just you. I'm not saying... You think I kind of have this attitude, which is like, ha, want to be friends so I can go and shag other guys and fuck you, want nothing to do with you anymore kind of way. That's not the case at all. I'm not doing it for other guys. I'm doing it because, like, I'm doing it because I think with the decisions that you're making, it would be the right choice. I mean, you're making these, like, permanent decisions, and I think that this would be, it wouldn't make sense to be like, oh yeah, still be together while you're getting your house. Like, it just wouldn't, I don't think it would make sense. And that's all. It's not like a personal thing, which is like, fuck you, I want to be able to shag other guys. That's not it at all. I just want to be able to know where I stand, which I never do anymore. So, it's basically it. It's nothing personal or anything, that's just how it's, yeah, okay.